Hello and welcome back to the film. I'm Adam.
I'm Tilly.
I'm Adam as well.
And we've got two Adams here tonight. We've actually got a special guest that wanted to come up and have a go at reviewing a film. So this week, despite all the smiley faces, we're going to try and chat about the 2022 film Prey, which is part of the Predator franchise. And this is the first Predator film you've watched, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I've never watched any of the others.
Coming out of the corner, what do you think of it?
It was alright, I think. It's quite bland, I think. Plain.
Plain?
Is that the word? Yeah.
What?
Oh my god!
Oh my god! Right.
Great start.
I think I should have said before we started recording that the Predator franchise, along with the Alien franchise, have you watched any of the Alien films?
I've heard of them, I haven't watched any of them either.
Oh my god. my favourite film. Are you a science fiction film watcher or?
Kind of. I might watch all of them after this. Yeah.
I think you'll have to. God, yeah, blimey. I'm actually quite envious of you because you've watched this one.
Yeah.
And you'll be able to go on to watch the original, but you're watching them in the right timeline. Yeah, because the next one was made back in 1980 and stars Arnold Schwarzenegger and what have you. That's a good one. And then the second film, Predator 2, is okay. It's not my favourite Predator film, but then you got Predators. You've got The Predator, which came out, was it last year or the year before?
It wasn't very good.
That's not very good. But you've watched them all, Tilly. I know we've watched them.
Yeah.
You know, where would you put this in your Predator top five or whatever?
Maybe number three.
Oh right, which one's the other? What are the other ones?
Oh no, that's number two. Number two.
What's the number one?
Number one.
Well, yeah, we ought to give a little rundown of what this film's about. But it's about the Predator gets dropped back, I think it's about 1750, and runs havoc with a tribe of Comanche Indians out in the American plains and what have you. And he starts his killing spree, and it's how the main character, Naru, played by Amber Midthunder, you know, learns that the Predator's about and goes on a hunting spree and hunts it back, basically.
Didn't she do it to, like, prove herself to the tribe?
Yeah, I think they had some sort of special ritual that they did when they got to a certain age to be a, I don't know, war chief or something or other. Mm. But, what would you want to say about this? You said
it was quite plain, but I think what I meant is like quite simple story.
Right, I get you. Yeah, I know what you mean. It was where Predator films are normally. I don't know. I'm not going to spoil the other films for you, but I think it'd be nice to have a Predator film where the Predator won at the end.
Yeah,
I know that might. It's not spoiling it for you because the other films are really good. But no, they do win in a couple of films, I think, don't they? But I'm coming out of the corner. I really, really enjoyed this film.
I thought it was quite good.
I'd say it's up there on a par with the original. And there's a few. I must admit, I get obsessed with these films. I think I've watched it about five times since it came out.
Yeah, come out in movies, in theatres.
This film, which is a credit to it, went straight to streaming, which in my day was straight to video. And normally you get a straight to streaming film, and there's a reason they're not on in the cinemas, because they're just not up to it. But this film, cinematically, is fantastic, isn't it?
Some of the shots. It would have done really well in the cinema, I think.
I think it would, yeah. Well, they're talking about making a follow-up to it, which we'll get to later. Off the back of this film and releasing it in the cinema, it's about time we had another film in the cinema.
Is there like production problems? Why did it like release and streaming?
No, it was always intended to be released straight into streaming. I think it was Hulu, in collaboration with Disney, commissioned the film, and it was always going to be straight to streaming. I think nowadays, I mean, some of the things you can watch on streaming, like are you watching Lord of the Rings, the new Lord of the Rings, or anything?
Sort of, not really.
Or any of the things like The Witcher, or what's the other new one that's out? I've been watching C and all that sort of thing, and the production of them is every bit as good as a film that comes out at the cinema. Or I think so, anyway. And there are always going to be films that you have to or should watch at the cinema, like the
Avatar,
or the new Top Gun film. Have you seen that one?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. That film was you have to watch that film in the cinema just for those aeroplanes tearing about and what have you. But no, the production quality of this film was absolutely brilliant. I normally ask the lads when they come up, what was your favourite scene of this film?
Not the bog scene.
You had a problem.
I've got a big problem. I don't like it.
What? Tell.
Well, because the dog ran over the bog and the dog didn't sink, and then she and it didn't even move. Like, it looked like completely flat ground. But then the second that she steps on it, it just goes, ooh, and she's just gone.
She's gone, yeah. I know, I think I know what you're saying, but I took it that the dog was going so fast, it just skipped over the top.
No, because you'd see it ripple.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
You'd see it ripple.
The dog ran over the top.
Oh, right, I didn't. I must admit,
it could have gone round. Like, it could have just only been the middle.
Every time I've watched a film, that bit happened so quick, I haven't noticed it. Perhaps you guys are a bit more observant.
Well, I don't think you'd be able to pull yourself out. I just don't think it's very realistic.
I didn't really pay particular attention to the ripples in the water.
No.
It was in the grass, it wasn't in the water.
Yeah.
It was a bog on the front, on the top, wasn't it? It was something for you to look out for when you do your DOV.
Oh, that'd be so brilliant. No, but when you run across the top of it, she wouldn't just immediately start sinking. She'd realise, oh, and does she not tap the floor? Oh, I'm not even going to, it just really upset me.
Okay. I've never had any experience with quicksand or mud or bogs like this, so I can't really.
Neither have I, but I just know that that's not what it would look like.
Yeah, okay.
There's no running water near it.
There was.
Was there?
Yeah, around it, I thought.
Yeah, some fairly close to it. Yeah. That's the whole point of a bog. It means there might be a little spring under the ground that's making the ground wet.
I just didn't think it's very realistic.
I'm not arguing with you. If that's the scene in the film that got you, then first time I watched this film, I didn't have any problems with it at all. I thought it was absolutely brilliant. When I've watched it other times, I think, nah, come on, guys. It's like with the have you ever used a bow and arrow?
Yeah, I'm not very good at that part.
Yeah, we've had a couple of goes, haven't we? Mm. And I don't think anyone in the history of bow and arrows has shot a bird from that far away.
Oh, yeah,
a moving bird. And I know you've got to have a bit of cinematic license. Naru's talking to her brother. His name is Tombi, I think it is. And he shoots a golden eagle of all
yeah,
birds.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to shoot that.
But he's miles away, and I think, only saying from my experience, I couldn't hit a bloody barn door from that far away.
They take death a lot lightly in the film.
Yeah, I was thinking that there was a lot of
death, and tribe, they didn't really care like that one when they were doing the tiger catching.
The guy was
having a wee, and then he just got bitten by a tiger, and they were like, oh yeah, you got carried back.
Even when the brother died,
yeah,
they came back and had a celebration because the girl had killed him.
Yeah. That's true, yeah.
Death was just kind of he's dead.
But, I know what you mean. I've said that about the eagle. The other scene I had well, there were two other scenes. It's like when, because basically the film starts off, we meet Naru and it's obvious she's a bit of a...
You couldn't pull an axe out of a tree.
Well, no, it's not that. She's a bit of a tomboy, isn't she? She wants to be a hunter. Doesn't want to be. She wants to be a hunter rather than a gatherer sort of business, and she's tearing about, not tearing about, but she's collecting flowers and that sort of thing. But then she soon gets distracted and goes off hunting, doesn't she? And that was one of the scenes that I thought, come on, because I know when I go for a walk with our dogs. And we see a deer, there's absolutely no way in hell, I know she can probably run faster than me, that I'm going to run.
They'd be able to keep up with it.
The dogs wouldn't keep up with it. No. Let alone me.
And they would like, they cut up fish and stuff.
Yeah, that was another one.
They're like houses. I don't know if they actually did that. They cut up fish like in the houses.
Yeah, but yeah, I said that to you. That her sitting there in the middle of the teepee cutting up that fish would be like you sitting on your bed and preparing dinner, and which you just wouldn't do. But that's just being picky after watching the film three or four times. But no, I thoroughly enjoyed this film.
I had a bit of a problem with the death scene at the end with the alien.
I didn't really understand it. You didn't
understand the ricocheting of the bullet around everywhere.
My problem was with that is that she put the helmet that the predators wear. They all in all the films, they all wear a certain type of helmet. And his sort of laser guided system came out, was switched on, and whenever he used his wrist gun. And wherever the dots were was where those bolts would fire to, and it just seemed a bit too much to believe that she would set the hat up
and that she would understand what it was doing.
Well, yeah, she knew what it was doing,
but like I don't think they'd understand. Like, oh, I know exactly this is going to go exactly.
Well, it's like she knew exactly where he was going to stand.
Yeah, that's
so
why.
So the laser beams, you know, hit him.
Too convenient.
But then that cinematic license, isn't it, and what have you? And obviously the predator fires the bolt and it does a big loop and shoots him in the head. I did like his face as he realised the bolt was coming towards him.
Sort predators are really ugly. They are ugly.
I think that is the point.
No, but
to make them scary.
No, but they're not scary. They're ugly.
Well, they are. Yeah.
Like their face is like. It's not like in any way scary. You think, oh.
Because I'm quite envious of you that you haven't seen the other films, but you will. I'll be interested to see if you.
They're all on Disney Plus.
Yeah, watch one of the other Predator films, and you do get to see their faces and what have you.
How many are there?
I think there's about five films. I think. Five or six. Well, it depends if you count the Alien Predator ones.
I
there's
seen
a couple of those.
When I looked up, though.
Yeah, AVP. So I think AVP 1 is good, but AVP 2 is a bit too. That's a bit naff, that one, I think. Mm. Yeah. But you see the alien, the predator in all of them, but this one is the first one that looks different to all the others.
Yeah, it looks like a lot younger and a bit less.
It's feral.
Less developed.
They've named it, the fans, I think, or the director have called it feral, and I think it's supposed to be a younger predator without all the
experience.
Top gizmos, because a lot of the weapons that they use in the other Predator films are far more. I'd say they're more violent and better, quite
also
correctly.
Seemed a bit like nice sometimes. Like it definitely let the girl go away quite a few times.
It did, Well, yeah. That's one of the things I can never get with if you get into these Predator films, and in the first one, I think, and in the comics, it makes out that the Predators have got an honourable code about, you know, they don't kill people that are unarmed. Or sick and injured or pregnant and all this sort of business. And I think it's not much of an honourable code to go to a less developed planet and make
killing
yourself invisible
people.
And go around killing everyone. You know, you might think you're a hunter. That's like me taking on ants and thinking, I'm not going to let that ant go because it's...
it's pregnant, it's carrying some food.
It's carrying some food, but I'm going to squash all the others. There's nothing...
I was a bit confused about what it was trying to accomplish even going there.
Well, I think when you watch the other Predator films, so particularly the first one, you realise that the Predators are trophy hunters. And
they like skin the animal's head and stuff.
Yeah,
I want some of that stuff.
Yeah, that was a bit violent, that stuff.
No, but I think
it's
quite cool, though.
Yeah.
It just melts like the flesh away.
Melts the flesh away behind you, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah, I was a bit confused from that scene as well.
Yeah. Because you saw him put the wolf's head on his little... In other films, you realise that that's what the Predators are all about, going out having a hunt, you know, like big game hunters do out in Africa, don't they? Mm. They go out there and pay to shoot a lion or something ridiculous. But they go out and just hunt the indigenous creatures and what have you.
Yeah.
But and then they usually take a trophy, which is the head. But I must admit, in the other films, what the Predator does to the humans that he's...
is much worse.
Is much worse, yeah. I don't know if you're a horror or gore fan, if that bothers you.
I wouldn't say I'm a fan, but...
Yeah, yeah, I'm not
like
a fan.
Pulls out their spines and hangs them upside down.
If you don't mind watching...
He did it with the snake.
He did it with the snake. And the wolf, didn't he?
And the wolf.
And the wolf. But,
did the bear get killed?
Yes. I'd assume
that bit,
so,
didn't I didn't like that bit very much.
You didn't.
I would think that the dog barking would be more interesting than the girl hiding to the bear.
Well, she shot it with an arrow and then ran away.
I know, but I don't think the bear could hold a grudge.
I think they do, those bloody great bears.
Yeah, but then the Predator versus the bear.
Yeah, that was a bit... Because I thought that, because that bear had the Predator down and was giving it a damn good head shake, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And,
I was thinking that I was kind of doing too well against it.
Yeah, and then the Predator gets up and... Because if a bear, I don't care what you're made of, like the Predator, because he didn't have much in the way of armour on or anything, did he? But if a bear, like, I don't know what they weigh, 2,000-pound grizzly bear is shaking you about, you're going to be ripped to pieces, aren't you?
Mm. Yeah.
And he only had, like, a few spots of blood on him when he sort of stood up in that big little moment where he, like, killed the bear, he kind of stood up and there was a bit of blood, but not like...
Not hit, not, yeah, like not much of his,
you'd just been attacked by a bear kind of blood. It was just kind of like, oh, you know, I could double heal in a week.
And also the bear went down quite easily towards the end. He kind of just punched it once, and it...
Yeah, I think, I watched that 2 or 3 times. I think if you watch it, you can see he's got his...
Wolverine claws.
Yeah, his claw things out there. He's got those knives that come out of his wrist.
He must have stabbed it, wasn't
it? So he sort of stabs it, yeah. But then that's the first time you get a look at the Predator, isn't it? Because he picks it up.
I don't even know what you do, like, when a bear's chasing you and chase you into, like, a beaver dam.
They say what you should do when a bear chases you is play dead.
Some bears.
That's grizzly bears.
Some you've got to, like, scream at.
I think there's no point in running from a bear like that, I don't think, because if they can do about 40 miles
an hour. And they
can
climb as well. There's just nothing you can do.
Yeah.
Just accept your fate.
But I must admit that the scene where the bear's eating the deer and they're up on the sort of cliff looking down and then she realises her scent's been blown down to the bear and it's sniffing. I thought that would really put the living...
I'd be terrified.
That would be bloody terrifying to think that thing was chasing after you. And it does look good when it comes up the bank after her and the dog's barking and what have you.
I think the dog would be more interesting.
Off after the dog first.
Yeah, and then the dog comes running back.
The dog comes running back and she decides to try and shoot it with a bloody bow and arrow.
She did have quite big plot armour in the entire movie.
Yeah. It's all cinematic licence, the fight with the bear was a bit... I'm talking like I didn't enjoy this film. I think this film's bloody marvellous, I must admit. I'll probably watch it again tonight now I've spoken to it. But no, I can't. I've got to watch a film for tomorrow night. The storyline is that they're... basically, Nauru starts to get suspicious of things going on and finds the footprint of
and
the
when
Predator.
Like they think it's a lion, she's like, "It's not a lion. It's not a lion." She doesn't think it's a lion.
Yeah, because one of the tribe gets attacked by a lion, doesn't it? And they set a trap for the.
I thought it was like a jaguar or something like that.
Oh, not yucky. Well, mountain lion.
Mountain.
It's not, yeah,
it didn't look like a normal lion.
Yeah, mountain lion, which are actually bigger than you think. Actually,
they're massive.
I always thought they were like oversized Sphinxes. House cats, you know, like a sphinx or something, but they're actually bloody great things. When you see them on YouTube chasing people on bikes and stuff like that, I think I'd bloody put a few more revolution, you know, pedal a bit bloody faster if one of those chasing me.
Yeah.
But, have I asked you what your favourite scenes were, the pair of you then?
I think you did, but we kind of dodged the question.
Yeah. I kind of stopped talking about my least favourite scene.
Yeah.
So what is your favourite scenes then?
I like the one with the when the Americans are like when that guy's had like his legs cut off.
Oh right,
and
yeah,
she like
French
slows
trappers,
his blood
yeah.
down. I think that's really cool. Like when like with the stuff in a
plant. Do you know that yeah. plant actually exists? I don't think it's as good at doing what they say, but there is a plant. I haven't written it down, but there is a plant that does that. I mean, I'm sure that you know, native Indians, Comanches, and what have you knew all sorts of ways of treating all sorts of things. But that that plant does exist. It does make the blood cool or thins the blood.
You know, it's like I think it makes it go cold because then it circulates slower.
Yes,
so then it doesn't
right.
bleed out.
Yeah,
but then obviously the predator can't see, which I think is quite cool. It's like slowing down. It just it's like saves.
Yeah, I must admit, when she fell into the bog, I thought, oh, right, I know what's
going to... Predator's going to come because she's covered in mud, because that happens in the first film.
Yeah, yeah, you're spoiling it for...
I know, but I'm... Okay.
Yeah, it's too much for a spoiler.
Yeah, but no, it's not... But, you know, covering yourself in mud is a quick way of hiding yourself from a predator in a couple of the other films. But as soon as she went in there, I thought, yep, she's going to cover herself in mud, and that's when she's going to get the predator. But thankfully, that didn't happen. But one thing I was going to ask a pair of you, how do you feel about this film having a female lead role?
Didn't really think it was quite like a big theme about it. Like, she was trying to prove everyone wrong.
Yeah.
That she could become a hunter.
A hunter, that's right.
But what I felt is that she kind of proved that she was a bad hunter until right at the end where she killed the alien.
Yeah, yeah, she did make a few mistakes, didn't she? But
like the hitting the bear with the wooden arrow or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That wasn't a good choice, was it? But no, because I was looking on social media and there's
people
so
got
many
a big
people.
Issue with it.
Yeah, people have got a big issue about it.
Well, I don't really care.
I don't understand.
I don't really care.
Yeah, and I think these days, I mean, how many lead female like all the Alien films and
like,
are all female characters that are the lead roles and Terminator films. Have you seen Terminators?
I've seen a couple.
Yeah, well, that's mainly female protagonists, isn't it?
I don't really see the like how much
problem.
Of a difference it makes.
Yeah,
no, I don't.
Well, problem.
Yeah.
It makes a difference because like it was quite a big theme in this movie. But I don't see the problem.
I don't see the problem either. I'm more than happy for the director to do what he's done. Do you know this film has also been recorded or dubbed in Comanche, sort of Indian? You can watch it in both.
Is it on streaming in India?
Sorry?
Is it like on streaming in India as well?
Yeah. I haven't tried it, but I was listening to a podcast the other day that. And they were saying that it's better in Comanche or whatever. I don't know if I've got the speed to listen
read
to Comanche and read the subtitles. But
yeah, watch the film at the same time.
But yeah.
And it is dubbed, so it might be a bit.
I don't mind, you know, a foreign film and what have you every so often. But I prefer to watch it with the American language. And what have you? But you said your favourite scene.
Thing
yeah,
about
I think mine was the one where they were tied up on the rock towards the end. I think.
Oh yeah, when they're both.
And then the alien just kind of killed everyone.
Yeah, that was quite good. When he used a couple of three different devices, didn't he?
I just like that part because he showed off what he had.
What he had to offer. Yeah. You know what I thought was good about that is he get the there's a couple of the French trappers. Sort of looking down with a, I think they have a little binoculars or telescope or something or other, and there's four or five horses behind them with blokes on the horses ready to go down and help. And then all of a sudden you see, you know, the alien predator's obviously been up there and chopped them in half or something because they all fall off the horses behind them, don't they? And the horses run off.
I did get a bit confused when he was holding up his shield, and everyone was shooting everywhere in the shield, but. The places where his shield
like his
wasn't.
Legs, like they have
like
yeah.
his legs and
think,
his head was
yeah.
exposed.
It was just like his torso. Like you
yes.
always shoot someone's
it
legs
wasn't a big
then they
shield,
can't
was it? No,
and they're
it
all shooting the shield that covered like just his chest.
Chest, yeah.
Not his legs
yeah.
that like
he wasn't even ducking behind
no,
it, was
just, like,
he?
No,
was
it.
His head was poking up above.
Poking
up
over the top.
It was like a see-through shield as well, so he didn't have to like poke round, but he was looking around and his legs were completely open.
Yeah,
like you. If I was ever in a situation like that, because that's obviously going to happen.
Well, that's what I said to you so many times. Like even when we watch Stranger
legs.
Things, yeah, shoot them in the legs because there's that scene in Stranger Things where they're walking up the tunnel and they've got those riot shields and the goodies are firing away, and they're hitting the shields and everything. And I said to you, just shoot them in the ankle.
Yeah.
And then realistically, fall over. If I was in that situation, I'd be too blimmin' scared to.
Yeah.
What I'd be like,
well, if it was a predator, I don't know what I'd do. Well, die obviously eventually, but probably. But no, he did. He did have a nice array of weapons. They weren't quite as good as the as some of the other films. Like I keep saying, I'm really envious that you're going to be able to watch the other films without, you know, for the first time or what have you. I wish I could go back and watch them again. But no, that was a good scene, wasn't it? Especially, I thought the thing when he did the. He threw down those three little discs that pop up, and they got the countdown. I think one of the trappers realises something bad's going to happen. The others are all watching.
I feel like it's just safe to assume if an alien chucks something at you that starts spinning around.
It's not going to be like a free drink or something. It's going to be something bad.
It sort of cuts to a scene a little, from further away, and these things explode, and all the trees start falling down, don't they, and what have you. But... now, did you notice anything? Well, Adam won't have noticed this because he's not seen the other films. But when they went back to the camp and there was a chap lying on the floor with his leg chopped off, and she was helping him, and he gave her his gun. Can you remember anything significant about that gun?
Didn't the predator give it to somebody or have it on him? Am I thinking, or am I just making it up?
No, you're right, you're
Predator
right.
Predator had it on him at one point.
Yeah, in there's a film, the second film, Predator 2, at the end of the film, this isn't going to spoil it for Adam or anyone else that hasn't watched it, but a Predator gives that gun to the lead character of the film. So which makes you realise the Predators have obviously been back
together.
Because that the chap with his leg that she's supposedly helping and teaches her how to fire the gun.
Is that the American one?
French trapper, but he could speak English. or Indian as what have you. But so that gun turns up in another film, which is quite cool.
I don't know why that guy decided to crawl across the floor.
No.
I wouldn't. I would stay where I was.
I think he'd makes out that he's looking at a bottle of water or a keg of water or something or other. So he's going over there to get that. But no, he was a bit unfortunate because he'd become invisible to the predator with those flowers, hadn't he? Mm. And then I think the predator stands on his leg and he screams and.
It's quite instant. He just like shoots his arm out.
Yeah,
he's just gone.
Yeah, so he gave him a good old.
When the brother died as well, he kind of knew it was coming before he even died.
Yeah, now I think that brother was way too good looking to be an Indian, quite frankly. I mean, his skin and complexion and everything is absolutely flawless. Have you ever seen? And a lot of the Indians were like that.
They're all quite
sunburn.
Clean.
Yeah,
considering they lived in the forest.
Yeah. Their hair was not like fully brushed.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure that if you lived out in the wilderness like they did, you'd have pretty haggard looking skin even at that age. All of them, but
it
that's just
dry.
A,
but
a
it was just completely
thing.
Soft and but like.
Have you ever watched Last of the Mohicans?
No.
Or Dances with Wolves, because you get Indian characters, you get actors that are playing Indians, and their skin looks like a leathery old handbag sort of thing. I think that's more. That's just nitpicky. He's obviously a good-looking bloke in real life and what have you, but he seemed a bit too cool to me. Actually,
yeah, he's quite big stereotype, like perfect.
Yeah,
brother.
He was, wasn't he? Big, nice, big brother, being looking after his little sister, just like Jack is with you.
Of course.
Yeah. That's just a picky thing. But did I say that my favourite scene was. Was the bear I said that bit. But
I thought the bit with the buffaloes was quite sad.
Yes, well, that's what the trappers did do, didn't it? They just went over there and...
skinned them all.
Skinned them all for their pelts. So I couldn't work out...
The trappers,
yeah.
I thought that was the predator.
No, the predator, like, he would take, like, a part of the body, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
He didn't just kill all of them. He would look like on a skull or anything.
That's what I mean. That's one thing. The predators wouldn't, or generally don't, kill indiscriminately.
For sport.
But I must admit, this predator wasn't as
bad as other predators.
Seemed quite tame.
I would say not as good as the other predators that we've seen. Because he, every time he went hand to hand with something, with someone,
he'd lose.
He got a bit of that. They all, like, the first confrontation when Naru was tied up behind the log
I didn't like that bit. That was annoying.
When the three Indian braves with her, one of them jumps up over the. Over the log to go and pick up the possums that are running. You know, they shoot a possum, and then he gets shot. But the two remaining Indians, they sort of jump over the log as well and start to have a fight with him, and they get a few stabs in here, don't they?
Yeah.
And what have you? Whereas in other alien film, alien, I keep saying that, predator films. Is pretty much far more invincible until the last minute and gets beaten by the sort of main protagonist and what have you. But he took a few good lickings, I thought.
Yeah.
I got the impression that was the first time they'd ever been there. Like, the first time the aliens had been to Earth.
I think it may have been the first time. Well, I don't know if that's right or not, because it depends. There is... certain people that love alien films and certain people that love the Predator films, and the two shouldn't mix, but they have mixed. And in one of the first Alien v Predator film, it sort of says that the Predators have been coming to this planet for years and what have
you. Ages and ages, like a big shrine thing.
That there are even cities built in their honour and what have you that are...
I don't know why you build the city in their honour, though. They go there to kill.
Well, you're made to, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, but the predators don't really like, they do like insulate.
Some people worship some weird stuff.
So oh,
like devil cults and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't think you can.
Yeah, but I don't think the predator would ever be like, make me a shrine or something like that.
Maybe,
I think it's just
maybe they
there.
Think that's what it wants.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, it's either help build a shrine to me or I'll chop your head off. What are you going to do?
Yeah, but I don't think the predators actually go like, you are going to build me a shrine. I think it's just there to kill and like just to see what it can do.
Yeah, but it's got to breed up its stock to make it worth coming here to hunt.
Kind of feels like a game for them.
Yeah,
maybe.
That's it. Hit the nail on the head.
Maybe.
Because in one of the films, you go to a planet, which is a sort of like game reserve planet. And this isn't a spoiler, but the helmet that the Predator is wearing in this film is different to the other ones. But that is actually the skull of one of the creatures that you come across in Predators.
Isn't that like one that was predator was like a good predator?
What? Which one? This one?
Well, no, different one. There was one where like a predator was good, wasn't it?
That's Alien versus Predator, the first one. Mm. The one of the characters sort of teams up with an alien, with a predator. Yeah.
This is set before the other ones, isn't it?
Yeah.
So surely it would, if it has a skull of someone from a future movie, it'd be like, wouldn't be the same one.
Well, what it's saying is that they've been doing this for years, and that they've got other planets that they visit, and that's where they've got this skull from. But the scene where that first scene that I just mentioned, where the two braves jump over the log and then get chopped. I think one of them gets chopped in half, didn't he? I think. I thought that was.
Or he gets caught like his head. I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hate
I
it when like they cut
just get, like,
through the body and it just like slides off.
Yeah,
I hate it when that.
What do you think of that net thing that he fires that wraps the bloke up?
That's horrible.
Like, squishes him alive.
Yeah,
it's horrible. And that'd just be a horrible way to like die, because
it would be
pain
it?
Everywhere.
Yeah, because that comes up in another film. No, two other films.
It'd be a horrible way to die. Literally just like getting compressed, but like your body's like trying to get out of it.
And the cable's so sharp, it just cuts through you into little chunks, basically.
Also a bit confused why the like French people tried to fight them for no reason.
Fight
the Indians.
I've read a few notes that the director said, and I think basically the French trappers knew about the predator, And the Indian, because they she puts her foot in one of her their traps, doesn't she? And then she wakes up and she's in a little cage sort of thing. And they're asking her what she saw, cause, which made me think that the predator had already
attacked them
or something like that. And I think understanding what my take on it was is that the trappers were thinking, we'll if we catch this, if we catch it, we can take it back and, you know, we get some money for it. And obviously that went horribly wrong.
And they also like just randomly slit the brother's chest open.
Yeah, trying to get him talk. I mean, the white settlers did do some horrendous things to the local Indian populations, which throughout history has always happened, isn't it?
Was it their trap that the dog got stuck in at the start?
Yeah, that was a fun. I was thinking the other night.
Where did the dog get caught on its leg?
Something like that.
No, it gets caught on its tail. Okay. And I think,
how?
That was definitely
that's what
blood.
I thought.
I don't understand.
Because like it would have had to sit down. And its tail is like the lightest part, so it wouldn't have set the trap off.
I thought that. What's it doing? Sitting there wagging its tail.
Really hard on the floor.
And if it had a tail, it would have like just tried to get cut off completely.
Yeah, it didn't.
If it was like a foot, it would be more realistic, but then obviously the foot would have had to, like, the dog wouldn't be able to be in the movie.
In the movie, yeah.
I didn't even know what part of the dog it was. It was just...
It was its tail, yeah.
Fluff.
Was it, like, rolling around in it? I don't know how it got caught in its tail,
Yeah.
Also didn't seem too fussed about 2 seconds after.
No,
it didn't, like,
my tail's caught in a bear trap.
That dog was called Coco, and in the film it's called Siri. But that was adopted from a dog shelter 2 weeks before filming, and it took 2 weeks to train, and it did all that that it did in the film with 2 weeks training. I think it's gone on to be adopted somewhere else, but any idea what Siri means in Comanche?
Cool dog.
Sorry?
Cool dog.
Yeah, how do you know that?
Is that actually what it means?
Yeah.
Really?
Is that
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
cool.
So when she's saying Siri, she's just saying dog. Yeah.
That's
really annoyed me.
She
got that right first time. I've got a little book here, Adam, and I usually write notes in it.
That was going to be a fun fact.
Yeah.
I don't know what the dog was called. Tell me what the dog was. What does Serena?
No, I'm not telling you now. I'm not telling you. You've spoiled it. But that's really annoyed me.
Sorry.
Have you read it?
No, I have. I can't read it from here.
All right. That's anyway. That's the only real fun fact I've got written down, I think. It's that I've said about the one about the mask, but God, that's really annoyed me. But it's a really good film. I mean, it ends well. You've said the ending is a little bit suspect and what have you. With
I think I agree with that one.
But like getting the predators line up with the three dots.
Yeah.
Do you want to do scores out of 10?
Yeah. Well, you're the guest, I'll let you go first.
Alright. Maybe a 7? I feel like if I watch the others, then it might go up.
Yeah, that's good.
7's a good score.
7's a good score, yeah.
I give it like an 8.59.
Well, as I said at the beginning, I am a predator, an alien movie nut. So I'm going to give this a 10.
Yeah,
a 10.
Yeah, yeah. I love these films. Absolutely. I know people think, oh, for God's sake, it's a load of, it's sci-fi fantasy and all that sort of thing. I just love it, and I could watch these films a dozen times before I get fed up with them. I just really enjoy them.
They're a good, like. Why can't you? Do you say trilogy or is it franchise?
I'd say franchise.
What is trilogy?
Trilogy
like
is three.
Yeah.
So, like,
I think most films, most franchises, that when they bring out three films and call it the trilogy, but
and they bring out another book,
another
like
one,
nine.
And then it becomes a franchise. Yeah, yeah.
It's like what Star Wars did.
Yeah, because I've got a trilogy box set of Alien. And now, if I wanted a box set of Alien, it's the Alien franchise. There's about 10 films all connected to it. So
quite a few.
Seems like you spent the whole time nitpicking at it and all giving it like 10 scores.
Yeah, I don't care. These films, to me, they're just brilliant. I can remember the first time I went to the cinema to see Predator with Arnold Schwarzenegger and thinking, wow, this is brilliant. And that was back, I think it was 1987. And thinking, you know, this is just so good. And loving all anything to do with them ever since. I actually, this is going to make me sound really sad, but I did have a load of the Predator comics from Dark Horse. You should laugh in. No. And then I met your mother, and in which one move or another, away. Yeah, your mum threw them away, and they're actually worth, you know, quite a lot of money now.
Oh.
Not thousands of thousands, but there would have been at least. Well, some of them, the first editions that I had would have been, they weren't in prime nick or anything like that, but they would have been worth a couple of hundred each, some of the first ones.
But comics before the movies, or is it?
Were they comics before the movies?
No.
Some of them, I'm not sure about the Dark Horse ones, but they go back to about when the Predator film came out the first time, yeah, so there would be what 40 years old, and what have you, but
it was 1984, I think. I looked it up before I came in.
I think it would they would have been worth a little bit and what have you, and they
you wouldn't have sold them though.
Sorry?
You wouldn't have sold them.
No, they'd still be up in the attic and what have you now, but it's just the point that your mum threw them away, but there you go.
Well, a lot of, like, TV shows nowadays are based on comics.
They are.
You watch The Boys.
Have you seen The Boys?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, that's good, comics, isn't it? Yeah. Oh, blimey, some of the stuff that happened. I must admit, when I somebody said to me, watch The Boys, it's really, really good, and I thought, so I put it on.
It's like quite a classic superhero thing, but it's really not.
No, because I was watching it for about the first 5 minutes, and I think, oh God, this is another, you know, troubled person looking for a girlfriend and what have you, or trying to sort their girlfriend out, and then all of a sudden, bang, she gets hit by.
Oh, I've seen that one.
The chap that runs really quick, and as soon as I saw that, I thought, wow, this is. And
the comics are around a long way before. They're quite like different. They're not direct adaptations, but
the comics are a lot more
gruesome.
Yeah, it was a bit like The Walking Dead. The programme did follow it, and now it's gone off. And
also Marvel is also like comics.
Everything Marvel.
Marvel's gone to.
It's gone to crap. What do you think of Marvel?
Yeah,
I think the last good movie, I mean, recently, obviously, Doctor Strange and Spider-Man have been really
Doctor Strange
good.
Was awful.
It was good.
Doctor Strange was awful.
What was that one we watched the other day? Doctor Strange.
Multiverse of Madness.
I can't keep a bloody. I can't keep up with what's going on.
I like them, but I think, like, with the Spider-Man, I loved the new Spider-Man. That's probably the best movie they've done in quite a long time. But but you don't like Spider-Man because you can't see the mouth move.
Well, that's true. Yeah, okay, yeah.
But, like, their recent stuff, like She-Hulk, is absolutely atrocious.
Oh, my God. She-Hulk.
It's so annoying.
You know when you're watching something, you're thinking, this really is pushing the boundaries of what you can drag out of Marvel comics and that sort of thing.
Even the CGI is bad, and they're supposed to be known for their good.
Yeah, it's
good
not
stuff.
Good at all. And I'm not saying I want to see a naked She-Hulk or anything like that.
Hulk, like, meant to get big, just taller.
Yeah.
And also, Hulk's really annoying now because he's like a normal guy.
He's just a big green bloke, isn't he?
It's like Hulk's meant to have, like, loads of problems. And in like She-Hulk, her problem is that she's a lawyer. And now that she's a Hulk.
Yeah.
I was like, well, that's not really like, you know.
It's just the same character, but a woman.
Yeah, exactly. It's
arguably more boring.
Yeah, we all know you turn into a Hulk and you go absolutely ballistic. You know,
but she doesn't even go like ballistic.
She doesn't. No. She's normal.
She's just like her, but just hulkier and just a bit angrier. Sure.
You see her eyes go green and next thing you know, it pans out and she's wearing the same clothes. But and I'm not saying I want to see a naked Hulk, but everyone knows the Hulk ends up just wearing his underpants.
She doesn't even like go for an arc or anything. She's instantly the perfect Hulk as soon as
she becomes it. Yeah, it's that's.
I could go on for hours about how Marvel's gone to crap. But
No, it has. You can only drag so much of it out, and I think they need to have a break. Because I watched the is it the same thing? The New Mutants Did you see that
one? No, I haven't seen that.
Have you seen that?
Oh, yeah. I've seen about it.
Yeah, it's got Anna Taylor-Joy in it and Maisie Williams and a couple of other people that you probably know. And it's that's nowhere near as good either. Or is that the DC? I can't remember might which one it is. One.
DC's actually not too bad recently.
Yeah.
The new Batman one was really good.
I want to see that. It's got Rob Pattinson
in it. I think it's on Disney Plus. I'm not sure. It might not be.
I'll watch it.
I think I was on a... It was playing on a cruise I went on, and that was the second time I watched it.
Yeah, I think Marvel need to have a bit of a break.
Reassess.
Yeah.
Because, like, and some of the things they're making now, it's, like, turning into, like, almost comedy.
Yeah.
When it could be serious.
Yeah, it's just comedy stuff.
Yeah, I think...
Like, it could be... It's not comedy, it's not funny comedy.
Yeah, the next Guardians of the Galaxy, I'm looking forward to that.
No, I can't.
If that's bad, then...
Yeah, if that's bad.
Same with Black Panther. Yeah, Black Panther's coming out soon as well. I like the first one.
If the next Guardians of the Galaxy is rubbish, then I'll draw a line under Marvel for a while. Because you can't keep on turning out the same generic stuff and what have you.
Yeah.
I watched the first 20 minutes of She-Hulk and I was like, nah.
Yeah. You had a paddy, didn't you?
You put it on and I was in the room and I just got really upset.
Yeah,
I just didn't want to watch it.
Yeah,
I don't like the making so and like series. Why are they? I don't like watching series.
It's just
series.
An excuse to make like an 8-hour movie.
Yeah, like if it's going to be such a big thing, people would rather sit down and watch an hour and a 2-hour film than watch 8 hours or something. And it's like the same thing every episode.
And she does something in it that really annoys me, where she talks to the camera.
I hate when that happens. I was so confused about why she did it.
Yeah,
I'm She-Hulk. No.
Yeah, when she starts talking to you, no.
It's not narrated.
Does that mean in all the other movies they know we're there? Like,
it's like you like that Enola Holmes or whatever.
I liked it. Yeah,
and she does it in that, doesn't she?
Yeah,
that
she does it in the comics. Her like thing, She-Hulk's thing in the comics is like breaking the fourth wall.
Oh right.
So they didn't just make it up, but it's still bad.
Yeah. Oh, right.
I think it can be done some way, but like she's literally just looking into the camera, being like, "Hey, I'm She-Hulk," which is just like,
"Yeah."
We're talking about She-Hulk. We're talking about Predator.
We kind of got on a tangent here.
That's fine. But so what else are you watching? You said you've watched The Boys. I must admit, I really enjoyed it. I haven't finished it yet. You haven't? Oh, right. I won't say too much because it. But they're filming their fourth and final series now, aren't they, I think?
Yep.
But what else have I watched on there recently worth watching?
We watched that, that thing we watched. It was very good.
There's been a lot of that.
Zombies.
Oh, Black Summer?
No. That one with the big crocodile.
Oh yeah, who? Oh yeah, with the giant crocodile. Oh, Christ, I can't remember.
Oh my God,
it's completely gone with the. You're waiting for the big reveal of the big crocodile,
and it just actually climbs out the water and doesn't kill anyone.
And doesn't do anything. What was it called?
Resident Evil.
Resident Evil. That's right. Yeah,
I haven't watched that, but I've heard of it.
It's not that bad. It's easy to watch.
I've been watching. I love sci-fi stuff. I've watched. Halo recently. Have you watched that one?
No. What's on?
That's on. I think it's on Prime. Or
yeah, I kind of just bought The Boys on Prime, like on its own. I didn't.
Yeah.
Just get.
Yeah, I mean, I don't condone somebody your age watching The Boys. I better say that in case I get myself shot.
It's an 18.
I don't know what it is.
Might be an 18, actually, isn't it?
Yeah, I thought. But I think these days you guys are able to watch. Goodness knows what compared to what I was able to watch at your ages. But
watching a show on Netflix, you might have heard of it. It's Better Call Saul. You watched?
Oh right, yeah. That's pretty violent.
Is it?
I think it. Yeah.
Not as violent as Breaking Bad.
Yeah, no, not quite. You've watched that as well?
Yeah.
Right, everyone watches Breaking Bad.
Everyone does.
Everyone watches Breaking Bad. Breaking Bad is so good.
I watched the first episode and I don't...
You watched it with Harry?
No, I didn't watch it with him. I just watched the first episode.
You should. I've been trying to get him to watch it as well.
I know, but I watched the first episode and I didn't think it was very good.
I watched Breaking Bad. I think I watched the first episode with Sue, and there was a few too many F-bombs for Sue's for Sue's liking, and I've had to watch it sporadically.
Came out myself. Like 2008, though, didn't that?
Yeah, it's been going for years,
like,
hasn't it?
The new season of Back also came out like recently.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
No, but there's, I think we are in a really good golden age for TV programmes that are really well put together. It's like the Rings of Power, the new Lord of the Rings one.
It's and the Lord, what's it called? Dragon something? Oh, I can't, well, look.
Oh, Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones, that's it. Yeah,
yeah, Game of Thrones. The production values. Have you watched Game of Thrones?
A bit of it.
A bit of it. Yeah. The production of these about quality of these programs are absolutely fantastic.
But it's there like,
Stranger Things, I think, has done quite well.
Yes. Yeah.
Stranger
yeah.
Things is going down the same path that Marvel went down.
It's just keeping yeah. it going,
and it's going to end awfully.
They need to kill off 11.
I've got an awful feeling that the next season of Stranger Things is
going to be awful.
Everyone's going to be saying, oh, I wish they'd stopped at season 3 or something
I
like
think that.
That
it really picked up around season 2, season 3. Like, the best season was season 3, I think.
Yes, I think it was, with the turn around and all that business. Yeah. But then the Kate Bush song bought
they,
this
they
series,
bring out something every like time when there's like a really good song or a really good moment.
But I've got an awful feeling that the next series, all the cast members are going to be that little bit too old for it to be.
Yeah, they're meant to be like 14, 15.
Yeah,
they're like all of them are like 20. 18
some
and
of them
20.
Are 20.
Yeah, 20. Yeah, it's going to be that little bit too, and they're going to have done at them. A lot of them are just about. All you know them for is Stranger Things, but there's a couple of them, like 11, that are starting to do a lot of other stuff.
There's that guy who's in It as well. What's his name?
Finn Wolfhard.
Yeah.
Noah Schnapp.
I really hope it doesn't, because I've really enjoyed Stranger Things, but I've got a feeling it's going to be.
I think I was watching, like, who's the Hopper guy? Well, that guy.
Oh, yeah, I know.
And he was saying it's like, it's a good ending. And it's done. After that, everyone's like signed off. They're not doing any more.
Yeah, I think they should, because it's.
They could have ended it last season, but also I'm kind of glad they didn't a little bit.
Well, it's something to look forward to, but I just hope it doesn't. Like Adam said, you get to it and you think, oh, come on, you've done this once too often.
There are so many franchises that are going down the Marvel path, like Star Wars as well.
Star Wars
have, quite frankly, kicked the arse out of the Star Wars universe for bloody. Years
they've
now,
been like
as
draining it as much as they have. Like, oh, this back character here could be a really main character on a different planet.
Yeah,
let's make something about them.
The sequels were like bad. Wait, what do you think of the prequels? That's quite a controversial.
Yeah, well,
cause I like them.
You like them? Is that the ones with young Anakin in and that sort of thing?
Because I probably grew up with them. That's probably why I like them.
I think a lot. It depends when you first get your first taster. Star Wars or something like that, doesn't it? But I didn't think they were as bad as some people have said. They're not as good as the originals, and they're not as good as some of the stuff that they have done more recently. But
all I can agree on is that the sequels right now, the sequels are all bad, all three of them.
I think that I think I'd agree with that. It's they're just turning out the same bloody tosh. And I know it all revolves around. Have you watched some of the series they've got, like Obi-Wan?
Yeah, I've watched all of them.
All of them, have you? Yeah. I thought the Boba Fett one was all right.
One was the worst one, in my opinion.
Was it? But there were certain things in, like, the Obi-Wan one. As I said to Jack, there was a scene when they came across a sort of, like, roadblock. In the middle of nowhere,
and
he does this elaborate thing of killing the guards and then chopping down the force field.
Yeah.
And then it pans out, and you think, well, why didn't they just
walk around?
Walk around
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
What the hell was that all about?
The little girl, I haven't watched it, but when the girl was getting chased.
In the very beginning,
yeah.
That was so funny.
She runs between two trees, and the baddie runs straight into the tree.
It looked like something off a kids' TV show.
Yeah, it did.
Like a drama GCSE performance, filming it, being like, oh.
She runs underneath the branch.
And they run into the
And they run into it. And I thought, good. Yeah. This, oh, no, that
and
was...
she's
that
running was... at, like, 2 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And they could clearly... At some points where I can, like, see them slowing down.
Yeah, even prevent the entire chase and just grab them right at the start.
Yeah.
Literally just standing there and wondering who the these guys are.
Initially, I thought she was an annoying... Because child actors either go one way or the other. They either really want to strangle them by the bloody... after about 10 minutes. Or they're really good. And she... Initially, I thought, oh, Christ, I can't watch this because she annoys me. But she actually got better and better as the programme went on. But the first episode, I think, oh, this is annoying little brat
The nostalgia really carried that show.
No, yeah.
I think if the characters weren't established, it would have been awful.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. But like you said, though, you can't keep on giving backstories to a bloody creature that goes, when it camera pans past it in another film. You can't keep on giving backstories because it gets a bit boring, doesn't it?
Because you just think, like, you've lost what's actually important in the thing.
The
original, like, obviously, the Star Wars with, like, the people... don't even know the names going over the lava. That's like the original Star Wars.
There are
a lot of good shows out at the moment, but they're also like Marvel and Star Wars shows that are all awful.
Definitely. Have you got Apple? Because I've been watching, and I think I watched one episode with you, C. It's the one with Jason Momoa.
Oh, and they're all blind.
I watched that. It's a bit like sort of Game of Thrones for blind people, but it's really well made, and the choreography of the fights is brilliant. But in that there's some suspect scenes going on. I'm enjoying that. But I tell you what does annoy me about this is that when they bring something out, I want you to bring it all out.
I hate when it's like all like when they did the Stranger Things. We're like, first two episodes in July, next one's in August.
Yeah.
It's just like, just put them all out at once. Because I want to binge them.
Yeah.
But then,
and they did them, like, for the Star Wars and the Marvel ones. They're all, like, weekly.
Because I like to binge watch or whatever.
You and I, like, sat down and watched, like, Resident Evil in, like, a week. Or two days.
It is quite... For me, it's good because I can't binge watch Star Wars. I get bored.
I can binge watch certain things.
It's so difficult not to get spoilers these days, isn't it? Because you only have to... look at your phone and there's someone talking about this or who got killed in that episode and what have you.
Yeah.
But, and it always annoys me that a lot of these programmes come out the day before in America.
It's like when...
Spider-Man was the day before in UK.
Yeah, because they spoil... The I think America spoiled Venom in a lot of ways, which I didn't think was very good. So then most of England kept spoiling...
I thought Venom was absolutely...
They've turned it into a comedy. I don't like it. But no, loads of people in England, like, spoiled on, like, TikTok and Instagram were spoiling the Spider-Man and, like, all the Andrew Garfield and stuff because they spoiled Venom. And some Americans are getting really upset because...
Yeah, I forgot that they were, like, not supposed to be in the movie. They were trying to hide them.
Yeah, and everyone was just posting about it.
At that point, it was quite obvious that they were going to be in the film.
Like, at one point, Jack and I were sat in the thing and we were like, if it's not Andrew Garfield right now, we are leaving.
I think, that was the thing. Like, if they weren't there, people were just going to leave.
Yeah, exactly. If I don't see them, I don't want to watch it.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah. But,
Venom's been turned into like a comedy show.
Yeah, I don't like that.
He was like, he could have been one of the most awful like villains.
Well, he was in the comics and other things.
Exactly.
Wasn't
he's horrible in the things, but they've just turned him into this like, oh, Eddie, let's go and eat something.
Like,
oh,
Deadpool.
Let's go and eat sheep.
You watch Deadpool?
I think it's really funny.
I do, but like, yeah. It's meant to be funny, I think.
It's meant to be funny. They don't make a Deadpool 3.
They're making a Deadpool.
They are.
It's in like with the Marvel stuff. But no, I thought Deadpool, Venom, it had the opportunity to be like a really big problem for other people, like a massive like.
He's in Marvel now as well. Now.
Yeah, exactly. Like it could have been a massive thing for Marvel or which things.
But he's like a good guy.
He's a good guy, and he's like he jokes. He's like, oh, let's go and eat
chicken. Who's the chap that plays Deadpool?
Ryan Deadpool, Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds.
He's the same in every film.
I love Ryan Reynolds.
I know he's...
Of course
he's,
you do. Everyone loves Ryan Reynolds.
Everybody... He's the same in every...
Yeah, but, like, you, I couldn't sit there and watch him be, like, this really serious, really, like, abuse. Is there, like, an abusive, like, I don't know, like, an abusive, horrible guy? I couldn't see him being, like, a nasty guy.
If you don't like him, then you won't like any of his movies. No. Because he's the same in all of them. Yeah. If you like him, then you'll love all his movies.
That's a really good point, yeah.
Yeah, but, like, yeah. There's some people that, like, I couldn't actually see him playing anything else but who he is, like, what he always plays. Because I couldn't see him there, like... killing people and being like the actual villain, because he's just not a villain.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
like I couldn't I watch a film with him being like a villain because he's not.
Yeah, no, you're right.
But I don't think Deadpool would be good as long as they keep him out of Marvel. But they're not keeping him out of Marvel.
They're in Marvel,
so.
Isn't he? He's in Marvel. He's got like there's like the poster's got like the gauntlet or something like
but
that.
But like he breaks the fourth wall so much.
But then, like you alluded to earlier, I think it might be me. The same with Deadpool and the same with Spider-Man and Venom and Deadpool and what have you. Is that I'm deaf in one ear, so I do like to be able to see what the person's saying. And when they're all of these films, when they're wearing masks, it really annoys me.
You're always asking, like, what are they saying?
Yeah,
like full volume.
Also, I think Deadpool's too like adulty for the. Marvel.
Yeah, it's
Marvel's
quite,
very like 12.
Yeah. Yeah.
12. A family could go and watch
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but family cannot watch Deadpool.
No, the stuff that he says and does.
When he was growing back, you know.
You were like, Tilly, go out of the room.
Yeah, when he was sitting there with his legs crossed, like, what the hell were we watching?
Yeah, there's Marvel's, it's not like family, but like you can watch it as a family, but there are bits obviously like some.
If they
young...
made a Deadpool movie, that's like
yeah, they
Marvel
would just people would
marketed,
just be like, oh my god!
Yeah.
Then their parents will take it to the mark to a new Marvel movie.
Yeah,
and it's
kids
like,
will come out scarred.
Yeah.
And like the swear words he uses.
Yeah,
it wouldn't work.
It's funny. So
it's funny, but like
always
as
remember,
long as you keep it as it is.
Always remember taking your cousin Oliver to see the Brothers Grimm with Matt Damon in it. Do you remember that film? And he kept saying, you know, I don't like a scary film. And I said, it's not scary. It's a family fairy tale and what have you. I mean, in the first 5 minutes, they're trying to catch this witch. And Oliver was at the cinema absolutely screaming. He didn't come out. But that was my nearest experience of taking somebody to a film that was totally inappropriate.
I think some films are brilliant in cinema, like The Alien when we went and watched it. We both jumped at like something we knew was going to happen, but we both jumped at it because it was like so.
The original way.
Oh, yeah. That was like with Batman.
Yeah.
Had jumped so many times as we were watching Batman.
Yeah. Well, you and I have watched Alien, goodness knows how many times. You've got to give it a go, the old original.
You've got all the like extended versions and everything.
Yeah, it's brilliant. But we went to the cinema. It was in the middle of lockdown, and I think there must have been a bit of a quiet time when lockdown wasn't on, and
I played the Alien. It was brilliant.
Yeah, the scene in the vent and the alien appears. We both jumped, even though we'd
Thing
seen the film. Thing
is so much more scary in cinema.
Oh
yeah, because you've got like actually no distractions.
Definitely.
Like, because at home you could the dog could
watching
be doing
a horror
something.
Movie in a cinema would be. I've never done it, but it'd be bad.
You don't
so
really
what's
like
your favourite type
like
of?
Movies.
You don't like horrors? No.
You watch
like
we watched it.
Yeah,
it wasn't actually that scary. I mean, I jumped towards the start.
You were still just like looking down at your phone.
Yeah, but towards the end, it kind of just got a bit. I think the best way to describe it was a bit like
the sound,
weird.
A lot of films are so much better at the cinema because you just don't have your phone on at the cinema, and I bet that you can't remember the last time you watched anything at home. Excuse me,
without your phone
without
or like
phone,
a distraction,
without
like
having
a dog.
To look at your phone, and yeah, the cinema is a much better experience, I must admit. But right,
we've gone on such a tangent here.
We have, yeah. Well, I'm gonna press stop and oh no, I'm not.
Predator was a really good film, though. Other than all the other things about Predator was really good.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it might get better if I watch all the other ones because
I think it'll be good. It's such a good franchise.
Well.